Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, my name is Natasha. I am a licensed therapist here in the wonderful state of Georgia, and I talk about all things high-achieving Black women, pleasure, self-care, and rest. So welcome, 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 welcome. And if you are an OG, I appreciate you coming back. And you know what we're going to do this season. We are going to talk about the things and then we're going to implement the things. We're not going to just listen and say, oh, that was a good episode, and then keep it moving. No, we are implementing. We are doing the things so that we see a change in our life. Okay. So I want you to picture this. You've just said no to something. Okay. You have said no and standing on business. No, period. Maybe it's somebody asked you to do an extra shift. Somebody wanted you to do that overtime and you were like, absolutely not. Okay. Maybe someone wants you to host a gathering. Okay. Can we come over for the weekend? Can we do the barbecue at your house? No. Or maybe it's taking on another project. So your boss comes to you. Hey, can you do this? You're so good at what you do. No. Now, you know, it's the right decision. You know that no protects you and it's important. You're already overwhelmed. Like, you already got a lot of things going on. The to-do list is to-doing. But there it is. You know what I'm talking about. It's that familiar knot in your stomach, the heaviness in your chest, the voice that's whispering, oh my God, you're so selfish. You're going to disappoint everybody. How could you? You need to be available for everyone. But what if I told you that the guilt isn't yours? It's not even yours. That the voice that you hear that's criticizing you for having boundaries isn't your authentic self. It's not your highest self. It's an inherited script from the people before you. Now, I know y'all have heard me talk about the people before us, our ancestors, and why they had to do what we did, what they did, and how we got here. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but it's not your script. So today we're going to unpack whose voice you're hearing in your head, where you learn that worth equals other people's comfort, and most importantly, we're going to help you reclaim your right to disappoint people without carrying their emotions, because it is absolutely okay. I promise you it's okay, and they'll be okay. Now, before we dive in, before, if you're tired of feeling guilty every time you prioritize your own needs, and I know you are because y'all tell me, I have something for you. So I created a free 7-day self-care reset, and it's going to help Black, high-achieving Black women like you to break free from those inherited guilt patterns. And you're going to discover what it feels like to prioritize yourself without that, you know, that emotional hangover. And it's not just about bubble baths and face masks. We talked about those commercialized ways of self-care. This is about transforming the relationship you have with yourself so you can show up authentically in all of your relationships. So I want you to go ahead and grab that free resource at www.javerywellness.com/reset. It's going to be in the show notes. Y'all go get that, okay? Now, let's talk about these voices in your head. Not those voices, but the voices, okay? The voice that says that good women, they don't disappoint people. They bend over backwards for people. That's not your voice. It's not you. It is ingrained in us. We know about the epigenetics. We know that we are not far removed from our ancestors that went through slavery and went through horrendous things and did what they had to do in order to survive. For them, their worth did equal productivity. Because if someone did not see them productive, then that could mean that was the end. We don't need you anymore. We'll just get somebody else to do it. And they were no longer here. That's not our story anymore. They went through all of that for us to get where we are today, which is to be able to make sound decisions for ourselves. And yes, these scripts are in our blood, they're in our DNA, but it is your responsibility to be able to differentiate between what is right for you and what is holding you down, what is right for someone else. And I know some of you still got your grandmas here and your aunties here and the first ladies here that are telling you that your worth comes from how much you can sacrifice for other people, how much you can show up for other people, that other people need you. I understand you're still hearing it to this day. But I need your voice to be louder than those other voices. I need you to be okay with forging a path that is different, that doesn't look the way they would want it to look. And let's not forget about the strong Black woman stereotype, right? Like this myth that Black women should be endlessly available and never need anything. Like we can show up for the community. We can show up for work. We can show up for our families. We can show up for our friends. We can show up for any and everybody and never need anything in return because we're so strong. This serves everybody but you. The fact that you are willing to make yourself extremely uncomfortable, to make others comfortable, it does not serve you. You are neglecting yourself. And it's going to show up in your mental health. It's going to show up in your physical health. And it's going to show up in your spiritual health. You're going to feel run down. You're going to get sick. Your blood pressure is going to be high. You're going to be so stressed that you have migraines. You can't eat. You eat too much. You can't sleep. You sleep too much. You shop to be distracted from your feelings. You feel uncomfortable and anxious just sitting and doing nothing because that's lazy, which we'll talk about in another episode. You carrying everyone else's comfort and neglecting your own, I'm just going to be honest with you, is killing you. It's killing you. And you can sit here and say, no, it's not really that bad. But I promise you, if you were to give yourself 5 minutes and think about your life and some of your ailments, some of the mental struggles, it's all because you are trying to live up to an expectation of taking care of everyone. And it's not going to work. It's not about if you break down. It's about when, because you will. Now, I want you, some of you may be like, Natasha, I can't understand the difference between what is my voice and what is this program, what is this script that I've heard, because sometimes they can sound the same. So your authentic voice, the you talking to you, is supporting your well-being. It's supporting your rest. It's supporting your self-care. It is supporting you, taking care of yourself. The outside, the external narratives, it tells you to sacrifice yourself. Lay yourself on the sword for everyone else. That is not you. It's not you. And the way to start identifying the difference is how it feels in your body. When you talk nice to yourself, like think about when you talk to your best friend and you're talking to them and you physically see the signs of them relaxing, their shoulders may drop, they may have a little smile on their face, right? They may lean closer to you. They even may say thank you. Those same things happen to you within your body when you start speaking nice to yourself, when you're worried about, more focused on your well-being. You'll notice that your shoulders will drop. You'll notice that you'll lean back a little bit. You'll notice that your airway in your chest feels more open, like you can take breaths, and not just breaths that stop at like the middle of your chest, but breaths that go down to your belly, like you feel like you can expand. That's a way for you to identify the scripts. You can identify if it's you, or if your stomach drops and your chest is in knots and you feel your shoulders go into your ears. That's not you. That is not you. And I promise you, there is so much relief that comes when you realize all this guilt is not mine to carry. In the midst of listening to these other voices telling me that I should show up for everyone else, that I should sacrifice myself, they put the guilt on me. They made me feel bad. It's honestly a form of manipulation, if I've ever heard. The thing is, I don't believe that they intentionally do it. I believe we teach people how to treat us. And if we're always bending over backwards for someone, it would be crazy for them to think that they can't ask you to bend over backwards. It's what you've been doing. Why would they think any differently?
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode, you're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
And it's also what you believe, right? It's what you think. For as long as we've known, for as long as we've been alive as children, we've gotten all these messages about what it means to be good, right? You've been praised for being the easy child, for being the low maintenance child. And it's taught you to minimize your needs. And I can attest to this. Because I am driven, because I'm a go-getter, because I am a high achiever, in the beginning, people weren't really concerned about me. They would always say, oh, you can do it. You're so good at it. You figure things out. And it wasn't till I got to a point where I had to tell people, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that you say that to me. I don't like the fact that you think that other people need support more than I need support just because I can do it. But that was also on me. Just because I do it doesn't mean I should. Just because I can do it doesn't mean I should. The message that being easy and low maintenance is better, it's based off of conditions, right? It's based off of you don't cause no problems. Based off of, okay, your love is conditional. If I act out, if I need too much, if I ask for too much, then you won't love me. And now I'm causing problems in your life. Now I'm a burden. You see how we learn that really, really early? We're taught as children to start managing adult emotions as survival because we didn't ask to be here and now they're struggling and like it's heavy and they're putting it on us. So it's like, okay, if you just sit there, she's just so quiet. She's just so quiet. Why her sister over there? And let's not even talk about watching the interaction between the sibling or the child in the family that is not considered easy and is not considered low maintenance, standing in the background watching that, like, I don't want those problems. I don't want those problems. I don't want mom and dad to be mad at me. I don't want them to not love me. I don't want them to yell at me. We gain that messaging so early. You could probably sit and think about a situation, even a cousin. Like, I know sometimes, like, our cousins, we all spend time together, whether it's at grandma's house or auntie's house or something like that. And there's like that one or a couple that are always getting in trouble. And you're like, absolutely not. And you're the good cousin. So, taking the survival methods of our ancestors from slavery, taking these childhood messages about low maintenance and easy is good, you're a good child, and you put them together, and it creates the perfect storm of being so productive and being, I don't know, like being so far removed from your worth and your value as an individual in other people's eyes, that it creates the environment that you're in. It creates the decisions that you make. And this is traumatic. Like, this is traumatic. It keeps you very hypervigilant. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you stressed, and it doesn't serve you. It does not serve you. And for a minute, let's talk about the relationship between guilt and safety, okay? Guilt is like this internal alarm system. If I disappoint someone, I'm not safe. Danger, danger, bear, right? Like, the nervous system starts to flare up and treats it like it's dangerous, treats it like you are at the end of your world. And so, in order to fix this, in order to calm myself, I need to make sure that everyone else is good, because my guilt is sounding the alarm. You will have to take the time to teach your nervous system that you are safe, even if you feel guilty, that two things can exist. And eventually you get over it. Just because you feel guilty doesn't mean that you don't do it. Just like if you're scared, it doesn't mean that you don't do it. You do it anyway, so that you can see the proof that it's okay, that it's fine. It is exhausting constantly managing everyone else's emotions. And that's what you're doing. When you tell someone no and they have what is equivalent to a toddler's temper tantrum, you are trying to manage their emotions. You are tiptoeing around them. I don't want to make them upset. I don't want to let them down. I don't want to inconvenience them. But on the flip side, you're doing the exact same thing to yourself. You mean to tell me that their convenience is so much more important than yours? Something to think about. Now, let's reclaim it. I want you to reclaim it. Reclaim your boundaries. Reclaim yourself. Other people being disappointed in you, it's not about you being a failure. It's not that you've let them down. It's actually information. It actually tells you about their expectations. And sometimes there's a conversation that may need to be had about their expectations. Yo, I can't meet that. Even if you've non-verbally strived for their expectation without actually saying anything, you can always say no. Like, you can always change that. Just because you've been doing something for so long doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. You can decide after this episode, I don't want to meet that expectation anymore. And that's fine. Just because someone is uncomfortable, just because you've said, no, I'm not taking on that extra project, and it makes your boss uncomfortable and they don't really know what to do with your no, doesn't mean you have to take an action. Just because everybody wants to have the barbecue at your house and you said, no, y'all are not coming to my house today. Absolutely not. And then they talk about you in the family chat, doesn't require an immediate reaction. Their disappointment and their feelings, that's their work to do. I tell my clients all the time when we sit and talk about how they feel about other people and disappointing other people, I said, well, that's a them thing. That's a them problem to go work on, and you need to give them back their stuff. Now, on the flip side, when someone gives you back your stuff, please do the work. I cannot sit here and ask you to separate yourself from people's expectations and choose you, and not also remind you that people are going to do the same. People are going to choose themselves, and they're going to give you back your emotions, and it's not going to feel good. But that's okay, because that means you have work to do. This isn't just you doling it out. Like, you have to be able to take it too. Now, let's mention the difference between caring and caretaking, because I think some of y'all have that wrong. I think some of y'all have that really misconstrued in your mind of what it looks like to care about someone. Caring for someone is saying, I love you, and I really hope you figure that out. Like, I hope that works out for you. I hope you get what you need to support you. Caretaking is, I love you, and I will sacrifice myself to give you what you need. Just tell me what it is. I'll lay myself on the sword for you. This is where you need boundaries with yourself to be able to know the difference and to be able to show up for people with true love. True love. Your no is true love. Sharing that you don't have the capacity is true love. Allowing people to figure out how to support themselves without you doing it for them, showing them the proof that they can do it for themselves, is true love. And when you choose yourself, it gives you so much more space to show up for the things that you actually want to. This isn't saying that you never show up for anyone. What it's saying is, I pick and choose when I show up. I pick and choose the work that I do based off of what makes me feel good, what I want to pour into. You're getting your choice back. And that's what we want. We want to be able to make the choice. All of this comes with practice. Remember, in episode one, I talked about how this season was going to be about implementation. Your nervous system has to practice these things. You're not going to leave here and say no to somebody if every time you say no, you felt really bad. You're not going to leave this episode and go say no to somebody and immediately feel good. It's just not going to happen. And that's absolutely okay. But by the time you say no the 25th time, you'll feel better. You won't feel like the first time you did it. You won't feel like the second time that you did it. Your body is going to go haywire. It's pushing you outside of your comfort zone. It's pushing you to do something that you've never done before. Again, just because you feel discomfort does not mean you don't do it. Two things can exist. The importance of staying with the discomfort instead of immediately people-pleasing is the proof. It's to feel what it feels like to give yourself that space. You won't know how it affects you until you do it. Because you can create all these stories in your head about, okay, well, this is what's going to happen and they're going to say this. You know how we create like the whole situation and the conversation in our head before it actually happens, and then we work ourselves up? Right. We're going to learn to stop doing that, but it takes practice. Every time you create a boundary, you are rewiring your nervous system. Every single time. There is no step too small or too big. Every time you do it, you're rewiring your nervous system. And I want that for you. I would love for you to have that so that you can live like a better life, so that your life can be a lot more satisfied, and so that the people that deserve your support and the people that you want to love on and show up for get you at your best, not the rundown version of you. So, now we've come to the implementation section. I have an action step for you. This is the guilt audit action step. So this week, I want you to do the guilt audit, and here's how it's going to work. So step one, you're going to notice when guilt shows up, whether you just sit with it, whether you journal it, whether you voice note it, it doesn't matter. I want you to sit with the guilt. I don't want you to judge it. I don't want you to sit and try to, oh, I'm a horrible person, and like, don't. Make a story about it. Just, oh, okay, I am feeling guilty right now. I feel it. And then I want you to go to that step two and ask yourself these three questions. Whose voice is it? Does it sound like your mom? Does it sound like your dad, your grandmother? Is it like this cultural, societal message? Whose voice is it? Second question, what am I afraid will happen if I don't fix this person's disappointment? What is the story that you are creating if you don't do this? And the last question, what would I choose if I trusted that I could handle their reaction? What would I choose if I trusted that I could handle their reaction? that self-trust. We're going to have to do an episode about self-trust because that is where it begins. We're so busy trusting everybody else, we don't trust ourselves. Let me get back to the action plan. Step 3, choose one small boundary to maintain this week, even while feeling guilty. Maybe it's not responding to texts immediately. Maybe it's not volunteering to something that you don't want to do. Or if you feel the urge to respond when someone asks you for something, how about saying, let me think about it, instead of just saying yes? That can save you time. Let me think about it. Okay. Now, I would love for you to drop in the comment section and let me know, did this work? Did it not work? Did you hate the exercise? Like, I want to know how this worked out for you. I want the feedback. Like, I want to be able to support you. So make sure you let me know in the comments how it's going. And the goal isn't to eliminate the guilt. You may never get rid of the guilt. We hope that you will, but you may never get rid of the guilt. The goal is to move forward despite it, while recognizing it's not your voice. The goal is to differentiate between the two. Here's what I know about you, because some of y'all I've talked to, some of you I know, but I think you pretty much all align if you're here listening to this podcast. You're tired of feeling guilty every time you prioritize your own needs. It is exhausting. You're ready to break free from those inherited patterns that have constantly put in your mind that managing everyone else's emotions while neglecting your own is healthy, right? Like constantly showing up for other people. And the 7-day self-care reset that I mentioned, it is designed specifically for this. It's not just about the self-care techniques. It is about transforming your relationship with guilt, with boundaries, and what it means to value you. Women who go through this reset, this self-care reset for only 7 days, they tell me that they finally understand the difference between being loved and losing themselves. Somebody say that, somebody. They learn to recognize that the patterns that they've grown with, the inherited things, They can recognize it. They can pinpoint it. I'm not just moving in autopilot. Ah, I see that. I'm going to change that and I'm going to do something different. So make sure you head over to javerywellness.com/reset so that you can get your 7-day self-care reset today. And I want you to remember, the guilt is not yours. It is not yours. Those voices that are telling you that your worth comes from other people's comfort, they're the survivors from a completely different time in completely different situations. You get to choose what serves you. You get to choose what serves the woman that you want to be today. Today. So if this if this episode resonated with you, please take a moment to rate and review the show. It's going to help other women find this conversation when they need it the most. Okay, so I appreciate you so much. And as always, you deserve to thrive, not just survive. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.